weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. One of the things we're going to do over the next few hours, what Clay and Buck did, and that switched live to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide trial. This is the prosecution's cross-examination of Kyle Rittenhouse. Here we go.
And they were backing out, and I was still helping people provide medical first aid.
Okay, so the police had established the line at 60th with their Bearcats at that point, right?
Yes.
And there was no indication that they were going to reverse and back up and move back north again that you saw, correct?
No, they did it earlier in the night where they did the same thing.
Right, but this is at 11:30, 11:40 at night, and they've established that, the police have established that line, and as far as you can tell, it's going to stay there, right?
I don't know.
And you talked about trying to provide medical help, but there's no one around that needs medical help at the 59th Street car source at that point, is there?
Not that I noticed.
So you don't have any purpose there anymore, do you?
Other than...
So why not go home?
Because I was going to help people with provide first aid and medical assistance.
But that wasn't the reason you were there that night. You were there that night to protect the 59th Street car source.
It was one of the reasons I was there. Part of my reasons of being there was to protect the car source properties and provide first aid and medical assistance.
So you went out in the crowd, like we see in this video, looking for anyone who needed your help.
If somebody asked that, if somebody said they need help, I would have helped them.
So why go with Ryan Balch?
Because you're safer and better in Paris when there's somebody else that's also with you.
So when you crossed 60th, you were worried about your safety?
A little bit.
Even though you think this is not a hostile crowd and you're there to help them, you were still worried about your safety. That's why you needed Balch to back you up, right?
I said I didn't think they were hostile towards me. I didn't say that they weren't a hostile crowd.
So, let me rephrase my question. That's to take that into account. You didn't think this was a crowd that was hostile to you personally, and you thought you were going to help them, but yet you also felt you needed a backup, an armed former Army infantryman to protect you. Fair?
Yes.
And yet when he's gone, and you can't find him, you don't immediately go back. Right?
I look for him for a second, and then I think max I look for him for like 3 minutes, and then I try to go back.
And when you couldn't get back straight across the police lines, did you decide to try and go around the police lines? For example, the Ultimate gas station is here at 60th and Sheridan. Why didn't you walk down the street here and go over this way and around?
I don't know.
Why didn't you go west? Over this way and go around.
I don't know. I guess it was very close in time that I was heading back. That I was turned down by the police before I got the phone call from Dominic Black. So I guess I didn't have time to really think like which ways I can go around.
You knew the layout of downtown Kenosha, right? Because you said you drove that area the whole time, right?
Little bit.
So you go over to the Ultimate gas station and you spend some time talking with folks.
We'll go back into the courtroom in Kenosha, Wisconsin a little bit later on. I want to give you just a flavor of what is going on in this Kyle Rittenhouse trial that everybody around the country seems to be focused on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. Well, at 12:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, good news. No major delays on the Beltway 215 as we speak, northern and southern. No restrictions on the 95 as we speak. But watch for a disabled vehicle. It's there near the Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 15 southbound at the 95 interchange. The left lane is partially blocked with that vehicle. Also, expect major delays through the Spaghetti Bowl right now in that construction zone on the 515. Both directions are very slow with only two lanes available between Main and Eastern. And the road work continues on Nellis Boulevard. That's both directions between Tropicana and Craig. Those restrictions begin at 8 p.m.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. College basketball last night, Arizona State opened up the season with a 76-60 win over Portland. Kamani Lawrence with 19 points in the victory. Arizona beat Northern Arizona 81-52. Grand Canyon with a 74-53 win over Grambling. Jovan Blackshear Jr. with 16 points. On the NBA scoreboard tonight, the Suns are home against Portland. Phoenix with a five-game winning streak on the line. They're 6-3 overall. The Blazers, 5-6 overall, coming off last night's loss against the Clippers. It was a 117-109 setback. NHL tonight, the Coyotes host the Wild. Arizona coming off a 5-4 victory Saturday over the Seattle Kraken. Last night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat Seattle 4-2. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's just getting interesting in the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide trial, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Let's take you there live into the courtroom. Again, live and local. Here it is.
Into a crowd that is not friendly to you, right?
No.
That's why you had to say the word friendly, 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 because you knew this was a crowd that would not see you as friendly. Correct?
I screamed friendly, friendly, friendly because somebody screamed burn inside.
I'm talking about when you crossed 60th. You yelled at them.
At that time, yes, but...
No one in the crowd is yelling burn inside or anything along those lines, are they?
Not at that time.
And you also wanted someone from that group to come along with you when you're going to go down and put out a fire, because you knew full well that anyone running around like you putting fires out is going to cause a reaction in the crowd, a hostile reaction, correct?
I didn't think it would cause a negative reaction. I wanted somebody to come with me because you're better in pairs, and I thought there were other people at that car source before I got there.
Well, Dominic, if you're telling us that Dominic Black called you to run three blocks down the road to put out a fire at the 63rd Street car source, then you must have known at that moment that there wasn't anyone else down there, right? Why would you need to go if somebody's already down there?
Mr. Black said to me on the phone, hey, they're setting fires at the other car source. I need you to get down there and put out the fires. It must not have, I took it as there's not other people down there.
Why would you need to go three blocks down if there were already people there?
He's asking a question. This witness doesn't know the answer, whether there are people there or not.
He's told us he thought there were, so I'm probing the basis of that and his understanding at the time.
You can answer if you understand the question.
I'll repeat the question. Why would you need to run three blocks down to the 63rd car source if you thought there were already people there?
I thought there were people there, but Dominic asked me to go down there. I thought that was to help put out the fires that were down there.
This video that we're watching is minutes after you've left the 59th Street car source, right?
Yes.
And when you leave the 59th Street car source, you're with Ryan Balch.
Yes.
And then this reporter, Richie McGinnis.
Yes.
And as far as you know, when you leave 59th Street car source, everybody in your group is still back there, right?
At the car source.
At 59th Street car
source. Yes.
Everybody's still back there.
Yes.
Joanne Fiedler.
Yes.
Dustin Collette. Dominic Black. Nick Smith. Jason Lakowski. Anyone else? They're all still there, right?
At that location, yes.
So none of your group is already down at 63rd Street car source, right?
The other group that showed up after we got done taking the pictures with the, I think I said two or three vans, I believe they were still down there.
And that was two or three vans of people that came out with what have been described as melee weapons, right? Like bats and clubs and things like that. Do you recall that? First of all, do you recall that testimony?
I do.
Do you remember seeing those two or three vans come to that location?
I do.
Do you remember seeing people get out of those vans?
Yes, like I saw, I think there were six people in total.
And you saw them with weapons?
I saw them with rifles. I don't think I remember melee weapons.
They were armed? Correct?
Yes.
And you believed that they were going to be the ones protecting the 63rd Street car source, correct?
Yes.
So at this point in time in the evening, had anybody told you that those folks had left the 63rd Street car source?
No.
So when you're running with this fire extinguisher, you think there's already a group that's designated to that spot that's still down there, right?
Yes.
So again, why do you feel that you needed to run three blocks down there with a fire extinguisher if you thought there were already people down there protecting that property?
Because Dominic called me and asked me to go help put out the fires down there.
And in that phone call, Dominic never told you that any of the members of the 59th Street group that you were part of, he never said any of them were down there at 63rd, right?
Yes.
And he never told you that the group that was supposed to be down there, he never told you anything about them, whether they were there or not there. He never mentioned them. Fair?
It didn't come up.
And you asked the people that you got the fire extinguisher to come with you, right?
Yes.
You were looking for Ryan Balch for backup, right?
I was looking around for him, yes.
You had already tried to go back to the 59th Street location, right?
Yes.
And all of those failed?
Yes.
There you have it, Kyle Rittenhouse. This is cross-examination by the prosecution in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We'll take you back live there. Like I said, I think a week ago, one of the advantages to this change of time slot has been the ability to go directly to live news as it happens. And we're going to do that, maybe not every day. But we're going to do that, and we're going to do that a lot. Trust me. Stay with us. More to do. We'll take you back to Kenosha, Wisconsin, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The weak leadership of career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools, and I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by Tom Heck for governor.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up 3 o'clock, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Ooh, I can't wait, I can't wait. 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock every afternoon. Wayne is such a great talent, and it's so good to have him a part of this radio station. Let's take you back to Kenosha, Wisconsin, live. The prosecution cross-examining Kyle Rittenhouse, and I've got to tell you, having watched a bunch of it earlier today, Kyle Rittenhouse is very poised for a young man and hasn't snapped yet. So he broke down and cried, I think, once. But other than that, I think he has been a very credible witness. Let's take you back to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Put the fire extinguisher down on the ground.
I dropped the fire extinguisher.
And then you hear or see Mr. Rosebaum coming from behind you.
When I get to the Duramax, I step forward, and then Mr. Zeminski turns towards me, and he steps towards me. I drop the fire extinguisher, step back. And that's when I see, I go to run back towards 59th Street.
Mr. Rosenbaum is coming.
And then that's when I notice Mr. Rosenbaum running at me, leaving me with no other, right? Mr. Zeminski in front of me with the gun. Mrs. Zeminski right there, a couple feet away, and then some other people, there.
And then the chase happens. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Have you told us everything that you did when that situation just happened at the Duramax?
Yes.
Can we play the iPad, please? The iPad with the drone video? This is exhibit number 73. What are you guys going to do?
They're going to some video. We will cut away from that. When we get back to testimony, we'll make sure that we bring you what there is. But it looks like there may be more to this testimony than Kyle Rittenhouse has just delivered. But we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are punished by the National Football League. But how much are they really being punished? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I don't know about you, but I love the holidays. Whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve, it's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll have more from the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And by the way, they are in a brief recess. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. But coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking about the Biden mandate mania. What's going on around the country? Why people are losing jobs? And is it really fair? We'll do that coming up in our next hour with Judd Dunning, Newsmax columnist and really a smart dude. Also coming up after 2 o'clock, very excited, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, will talk about, everything that's gone down since, the Virginia gubernatorial election. We'll talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit after 2 o'clock. I want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas because he is right on top of just about everything out there, including this Aaron Rodgers thing. Because now, and correct me if I'm wrong, the National Football League has fined not only Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers themselves.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. Apparently, the NFL not only has fined the quarterback, the NFL, the reigning NFL, Aaron Rodgers, $14,650 for attending a Halloween party and not adhering to the NFL protocols when you're away from the NFL facility. So they're thinking the NFL is that he put his teammates at risk by being at this Halloween party along with wide receiver Alan Lazard, who was also fined $14,650, which, come on, let's face it, that to them is like a $50 parking ticket for you and me. But at the same time, you know, it goes on his personal record, whatever. $300,000, the Packers organization was fined for not enforcing those safety protocols, which are going on. But the more you look at this story and the reaction to it is, hey, cancel culture is real. The long knives were out for Aaron Rodgers. And he did lose one of his regional sponsors there in the Milwaukee area. A local Previa Health is the name of that. It was a 9-year endorsement that he had with them. So they ended that. And as far as State Farm is concerned, they said, hey, we believe that, we disagree with Rodgers, and that's the way it is. But he has the right to have his own opinion. So State Farm, which really, face it, the discount double check That's really how they got going, isn't it? With the discount double check.
Hey, my question is: has anybody reached out to Jake from State Farm?
It makes you wonder. But
oh my gosh!
But it reminds you of how that whole ad campaign got started, and it was what, maybe 10 years ago, when Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl, and that was one of his reactions after he scored a touchdown to win that Super Bowl, about 2010 or 2011, somewhere around there, and he did the discount double check, you know, kind of like wrestlers do, if you're not familiar with the move. Just
wearing
like,
the belt.
Just wearing the big wrestler belt. And
the championship.